Okay, so tonight is the night. If you're a football fan, you've been waiting for this for quite a while. It's the beginning of the NFL season. We're going to have a pretty good, well, we should have a good game to start with, as the defending champions, Green Bay Packers, are going to go up against the New Orleans Saints.
Two powerhouses.
Absolutely. Yeah. Saints are one of my favorite teams. They're the 2009 Super Bowl champs, you'll remember. But, you know, there's more significance to this date, and that means if you're truly serious about football, like Nando DeFino with the Wall Street Journal, then you have your own fantasy football team. Nando, what's your team's name?
It's Batesian Mimicry. It's nerdy, I know.
That's really nerdy. I mean,
this is our Get a Life segment on the program here.
This is an intervention. We're staging an intervention, right. Nando. Okay, because my team, my son named the Detroit Barbarians when I had them, but... You're going to go a little further than that.
These are fantasy teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you have, Nando, did you guys have the real whole draft, your fantasy football draft with all your friends?
Yeah, we did. We did it last weekend up in Syracuse with all the guys from high school. That's where I got the name from a high school biology class. So we've been going on since 1995.
You're making it worse, Nando.
I'm dating myself, I know.
You are, okay.
I'm really not helping myself at all here.
All right, so Peyton Manning obviously would have been the top pick in a lot of people's fantasy football drafts. He's missing his first game ever this week for the Colts. Is this a worry for people who got Peyton Manning on their team?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is, I guess, fantasy football players were kind of a psychotic bunch. And, you know, there are sites where you can go on and get news updates on this stuff. So weeks ago, people were kind of already worried about, you know, Peyton Manning isn't practicing yet. He hasn't played in any preseason games. So they were kind of knocking him down a little bit. But I know I did a draft last night where someone picked him in like the eighth round, which would be incredibly low for him normally.
Yeah.
And he got kind of mocked for it.
So, oh, I see.
Yeah, so, his value is dropping.
So who did you get? Who is your big gets for your team, Nando?
You know, this year I'm going for this guy named Beanie Wells who plays for Arizona. He's, you know, he was kind of pushed aside last year with sharing the backfield. But since he has no other running backs there really to challenge him, he's going to get a lot of the carries. And I'm just going to stop there
before it gets even worse. Is yours one of those fantasy football leagues like so many others where you pay to play and then there's big prizes at the end?
Yeah. It's, you know, everyone kicks in like $50, $100, whatever. And, you know, at the end, you know, the winner gets the lion's share of it. Second place gets something. And then we're in one of those leagues where the two last place teams play each other to get their entry fee back.
Ah, I see. So you mentioned the Lions. I imagine the Detroit Lions make a big appearance in those two last place teams. But
a lot of injuries so far. I mean, I imagine that complicates fantasy right off the bat.
Oh, it definitely does because you're kind of scrambling. You know, football coaches are very coy about, you know, who they're going to play and what kind of schemes they're going to use. And, you know, our running back's going to share the backfield to begin with. So if someone gets hurt, it's kind of like your guess about who's going to take over a lot of that playing time on that team. And it throws you for a loop. You're just picking up random people you sometimes haven't even heard of before and keep your fingers crossed.
All right. So, Nando, do you think you have the kind of team you need to win this year? Is your fantasy football team
Everyone
set
does.
To go?
League of 12 people, all 12 people think they have the team that's going to win it. So, obviously, I'm ready to go. Very optimistic here before week one starts.
That doesn't work so well, isn't it? You got to work on your smack talk. Nando DeFino is sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. The name of your team again, Nando?
Batesian Mimicry. Look it up. It's funny if you understand what it is.
Thanks so much, Nando.
Thanks, Celeste. Thanks, John.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.